Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, June 1st, 2023. Several things will change in Germany and Berlin in June. RBB has compiled a list, starting with new passenger rights for train travelers. From June 7th, changes to the rights of rail passengers will come into effect. There are scenarios where the claim for compensation is forfeited. This includes extraordinary circumstances that are beyond the control of the rail company, such as extreme weather, people on the tracks, or cable theft. The changes apply not only to Deutsche Bahn or DB in the region, but also to private regional rail companies. Moving on to building promotion for families. From June, a new building subsidy is available for families with low and medium incomes. Families with an annual income of up to 60,000 euros plus 10,000 euros per child are eligible. The State Development Bank KfW's program offers low-interest loans of a maximum of 240,000 euros per family, with 350 million euros available per year. Next, significantly more money in the public sector. In the wage negotiations for the public service of the federal government and municipalities, trade unions and employers have agreed on a result. Therefore, in June, a compensation for inflation of 1,240 euros will be paid out. This benefits 2.5 million employees in the public sector, including many employees in municipal social and educational services. Next, the final bill for Corona aid. Entrepreneurs who have claimed Corona aid are required to submit a final bill by the end of June. This applies to Corona immediate aid, the bridging aids, as well as the November and December aid. Like the application process, this can only be done through a tax consultant or auditor. Next, the cultural pass for young people. The app for the nationwide Culture Pass launches in mid-June. Through the app, teenagers in Germany who turn 18 this year can purchase tickets for cultural events such as cinema, concerts, theater, as well as books, records, or musical instruments worth 200 euros, and the budget can be spent within 2 years. Moving on to simplified access to short-time work allowance will end. The simplified access to short-time work allowance will end at the end of June. Federal Minister of Labor Hubertus Heil of the SPD justifies the decision with the improved labor market situation. The special rules were introduced back in 2020 due to the corona pandemic and extended several times by ordinances of the Federal Ministry of Labor. And the corona app will go into sleep mode. Given the more relaxed corona situation, the warning app is going into a sleep mode today. It will no longer be updated for the time being. However, it can be kept on the phone to continue using electronic vaccination certificates. And there will be new EU patent protection. Brands, patents, and other commercial property rights are intended to protect against counterfeiting. In addition to the national variants, there are also several with EU-wide validity. In order to particularly reduce small businesses' fear of registering a property right, the new EU unitary patent will be available from June. And lastly, new possibility of class action. Consumer associations in the EU are getting more scope for action. Starting June 25th, there will be a new possibility for association class actions EU-wide. Unlike with the model declaratory action, it will be possible for associations in the new class action to claim damages or repayments to consumers in a main process, and consumers will not have to additionally go to court. Like the United States, Berlin's startup scene recently experienced a wave of layoffs, particularly in the tech industry. Companies like Infarm, Tier Mobility, Delivery Hero, and Coach Hub were forced to downsize due to weak economic forecasts, rising interest rates, and challenging financing situations. The layoffs can be attributed to the high growth expectations that startups had during the pandemic. Many of them hired more employees than necessary, anticipating rapid growth. However, their expectations did not materialize, resulting in companies needing to reduce costs and align their workforce with actual demand. These job cuts have also affected the startup ecosystem in Berlin. There was a decrease in the number of new startups being founded compared to previous years, with other cities like Munich surpassing Berlin in terms of startup growth. Startups also heavily rely on hiring talent from other countries, particularly in the IT sector, to address the shortage of skilled workers. However, there are various challenges in attracting and retaining foreign talent in Berlin. Bureaucratic hurdles, language barriers, difficulties in administrative processes, and housing issues make it less appealing for foreign professionals to choose Berlin as their destination. And the lack of openness and reported instances of racism further complicate the situation. Additionally, foreign employees face difficulties in maintaining their residence permits after being laid off. The loss of income and uncertain legal status can force them to leave the country if they are unable to find new employment within a specific time frame. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.